the back of the room one day as he undressed a delivery driver for shipping over the wrong tiles for the bathroom floors. A semi-matte finish instead of the matte version we'd looked at weeks before. He didn't shout or raise his voice or anything. That wasn't his speed. His brand of contempt manifested in the way he looked at you, like you were a leech on the underbelly of a pig covered in mud. Valeria chalked it up to it being his first project. I chalked it up to a personality disorder. Everyone spent the rest of the project tiptoeing around him and his sensibilities, which gave me the sense made him even more irritable. Crap, the tea lights. I totally forgot. Slipped my mind too, Valeria said, grinning maniacally at someone walking past us, in a look that clearly told them to please leave us to our silent panic. Thank goodness Diana isn't here. I wouldn't put it past him to go to her. I don't want this to trip you up before your interview. You think she wouldn't give me the job because of some tea lights? I asked anxiously. I think she wouldn't give you the job if Theo Jordan complained about you personally. She caught the panic in my eyes then, because she placed a soothing hand on my arm. Don't worry, I'll take care of it. Just wash your hands of it. You've got this. Those stupid tea lights. They were the first mistake I made that night. So I was already a little on edge by the time the second one happened. I was heading for the washroom, tucked down a dim hall that seemed to magnify the sounds coming from the DJ booth so that they bounced and echoed deafeningly around me. It was loud in there, but I heard it anyway. A heated conversation between Theo Jordan and his business partner. The man had Theo backed up against a wall, likely the only intimidation tactic he could come up with, given Theo dwarfed him by a good foot. He was barking at him, gesturing wildly, and though Theo didn't say a word, though not a single one of the loose curls on top of his head fell out of place, I knew something was seriously wrong. He was pissed. The muscles pulsing as he clenched his hands into fists told me so. But his chest was moving at an unnatural rate. And then he loosened a hand, and I caught it, a subtle, tiny little tremor in his fingers before he stuffed them deep in his pocket. I think seeing him like that had something to do with my outburst. I was used to the deadpan, haughty expression he wore almost exclusively. What I saw in that moment was a young guy, preyed on by a man twice his age, who shouted in his face so loudly there was spit spraying from his mouth. I debated turning back, debated holding my bladder until I got home later that night. But I was in a couple large Chardonnays and on the verge of bursting, so I kept going, the man's voice becoming more clear as I went.
You listen to me carefully. Just because the world bows at your feet like you shit gold doesn't mean I will. You're going to say whatever you need to say to make it happen, whatever you need to do to get it done, and you're going to do it with a fucking smile on your face and your tail between your legs. And if you don't, I am going to do everything in my power to make sure this restaurant goes to shit. You won't make it here 3 months after I'm done with you.
That there? That's when I snapped. I had spent the better part of 6 months working on this project, painstakingly combing through the details, putting out fires, dodging Theo Jordan's bullet glare. All for this red-faced prick to threaten to tear it down? Theo saw me first. I don't know what my face looked like, but whatever he saw made him raise his eyebrows as though to say, "What are you doing?" Turns out, the answer to his question was that I was effectively ruining my chances for promotion. It was a bit of a blur. I could barely hear myself speak over the music, and years later, I don't remember what it was that I said, how it was that I threatened this business partner, why it was that his face turned such a deep red that it was practically purple. Well, whatever it was an empty threat. I sure as hell didn't wield that much power. But I must have been pretty convincing because the man threw us a look like he wished fire and ash would rain down on us both before storming away. What I do remember, clear as day, was Theo's face before I hurried off into the washroom. He didn't seem angry. He didn't seem insulted or irritated that I'd stepped in. His brows lifted over those blinding